All right. Welcome to the Finally Friday edition here of the KNS Radio Network. I'm Kevin Keefe. Thank you for dialing us in here. Want to start by thanking our community-minded partners here at KNS. We love them, every one. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Granny's Goodies in Mulberry, Gym City Junction in Frankfort, ProBike Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, plus Live for Life Indiana Lebanon, all with the KNS Radio Network. I usually have Bill Gant join me here on our Finally Fridays, but as I mentioned earlier this week, we had a scheduling conflict for both of us, really, and he will be back at his regular time at around 8:30 next Friday with yours truly here on the KNS News and Commentary. Yesterday, we had a good show, I felt, with getting a chance to talk to Clinton County Sheriff Rich Kelly, talking about a few things and some other things that go out into the community and affect every single one of us. Got some good feedback on that. At the end of yesterday's show, I had mentioned, almost jokingly, this Facebook post that I had seen earlier this week, where the town of Rossville had issued a statement saying that they're having issues with residents feeding stray cats and other critters, and they're asking that you don't do that, okay? And neighbors who don't have cats or don't like cats or don't want cats are not happy about having stray animals hanging around their property. I certainly get that. But this has spawned a big conversation in the community about what we should do and what should be done and who's doing what and what can you do and what can the town of Rossville tell you to do and who's helping who and who's scratching the other one's back and all this stuff. So I think this might be a developing story coming up in this program. I'm going to talk to Kim Harris in a few minutes. A lot of you may know Kim. She is the president and the director for Jets Animal Services, which is a great TNR program right here in Clinton County. And Kim and I are going to talk about a whole host of things, good and bad, when it comes to TNR, because not everyone thinks TNR is the answer. The argument has been made. I can sort of see that argument that maybe TNR isn't the answer, but I kind of come down on the side of, if you're not doing anything about it, you're not doing anything about it. And they're certainly doing things about it. And, of course, if you recall, they had the VFW back over the summer. We talked to Carrie Ledman, who works at the VFW, and she had used the services of Jets Animal Services. And she wanted to create awareness. And, of course, we interviewed her. And they had the Cool Cat Bingo, which was a big fundraiser for Jets Animal Services. And I think they did pretty well. I know it certainly went toward helping a lot of the people who need that help, who can't afford to go to the vet and pay that money to get your animal spayed or neutered or get shots. I know the Jets Animal Service, it includes a distemper shot. It includes a pain shot for when they actually get the surgery done. So it's, I think, $95, I think Kim had told me off the air, but we could talk more about that. But they do all this during, but thanks to donations. And if you can't afford it, they've certainly got people out there who can and will help. And, of course, they are primarily focused on the feral cat population because what they like to do is catch them and fix them and then release them back into the wild. So it's a very humane way of doing things. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a few short minutes here with Kim Harris, president of Jets Animal Services of Clinton County. I wanted to bring up something that's a little close to home. And just because I have my own radio station here and I have an audience, a captive audience, if you tune in, you're wanting to tune in. You have to go through the process of dialing us up. And I certainly appreciate that. But it gives me a chance. And I know a lot of you have told me, Kevin, we love your observations on normal things throughout Clinton County that we see, that we may think about, but you, we like hearing your observations, and I appreciate that. It's very humbling, and I like bringing you my observations. Sometimes, though, it's something that's a little more personal and close to home, and that's what this next topic is about. I think I've shared with you guys that we have, Shell and I, my girlfriend, we've lived together for 8 years. We've been together for 8 years. And we have two boys that she has from a previous relationship that I've raised as my own, Ramses and Tavio. And one is a sophomore, Ramses. You've heard him here on the air a couple times as I've interviewed him. And then we also have Tavio, who is a freshman at Frankfort High School this year. So they are playing football, and of course, being sophomore and freshman and being a first year for both of them, they are on the JV team. And when Tavio played football a couple of years ago when he was still in elementary school, he had a coach, we called him Football Frank, and a lot of you know Coach Frank, and he's just a solid dude, just a great person. And I was so happy to see him move his way up to the JV coach, and they got the feeder programs, and I love Frank. Now, I've got to know Frank, and I didn't and don't know Coach Byers, but I know the buck stops with Coach Byers, the varsity coach. So he's also on the sidelines, Coach Byers is, during the JV games, but Coach Frank kind of runs the show there, but Coach Byers is, you know, putting his 2 cents in and helping the kids learn and everything. And now, Tavio, for reasons we won't get into, he wanted to do wrestling, so he has quit football a couple games into the season. He may have quit at the right time because they're not going to get to play the next two games because they don't have enough players on the JV team. And that brings me to my point of contention here. Now, we dealt with Tavio because Shell and I have spent money on cleats and time and effort to take them over there and pick them up and drop them off and pay the $60 transportation fee per kid, you know, and that's good for the away games, right? That's what they pay the bus drivers and the gas to get the kids to the away games. All things that Shell and I had no problem paying. Now, we're dealing with Tavio a little bit here because we bought the cleats, you know, and we bought the football jersey. So we've got some money invested in this, and then he wants to quit a couple, you know, weeks into the season. We normally don't let our kids quit something. We want them to at least finish it, but he's had some challenges getting into school, staying in school, and he loves wrestling. We already know that. He's doing pretty good in school, so we weren't going to rock the boat so much. We expect a lot from Ramses. He has proven himself to be a good, mature kid, and he's the sophomore who's still playing football. But they came home. He came home the other night and said, Kevin, you probably won't get to see me play at home this weekend, and Shell and I were both off Saturday, and we wanted to see him play a home game. It's going to be cool. And it was against Lebanon, and sure enough, they came home and said the next 2 weeks we're not going to be able to play a game because we don't have enough players on the JV squad. So what's burned my butt a little bit is I don't know why Coach Byers can't grab a few players who get less time on the varsity and bring them down to JV and let them play, maybe an inexperienced junior or a senior playing his first year who don't get a lot of time. But you can't tell me there's not two or three or four players who you could split some time with or have some more of these kids, like my kid, playing both offense and defense. Now, I know that's a lot on them, but these kids want to play. And we as parents have spent money to have cleats and have the jerseys in this very short season where they have like 9 games. And so I just wanted to bitch a little bit about that this morning because it doesn't set well with me. We want to see our kids play. Our kids want to play. Our kids go through these practices and make a lot of sacrifices to play a game. And when you only have 9 games, if you're going to have to set out 2 at least, and of course they're not going to get a chance to play on varsity either. So I just don't see why Coach Byers can't bring a couple varsity kids down to JV, split some time with them, and all of us can go to a game and watch our boys play. So just a chance to vent. And it appears that at least Ramsey's will get a chance to play some varsity ball tonight, as we heard that late yesterday, as he'll be part of the return team. So big deal for our sophomore in his first year of football. He'll get to play some varsity action tonight for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. So I just hope that the other parents who have kids on JV whose kids can't get a chance to play on varsity, I hope that maybe the coaches start thinking about them just a little more, because again, the time and effort and money and disappointment and on the part of the kids, I think, is something that's a real issue there. That's just my opinion though, and I wanted to bring that up this morning because I have the platform, and I know there's parents out there who agree with me as well who are probably listening. Again, want to thank our community-minded partners here at KNS. We've got Heather's Flowers of Frankfort, The Oasis Frankfort, Baber's Honest John Tree Service, Grady's Goodies in Mulberry, Gem City Junction Frankfort, ProByte Computers, Pizza Hut of Frankfort, and Live for Life Indiana Lebanon. Joining me on line two this morning is Kim Harris. Kim is the president of Jets Animal Service. Kim, thanks for sitting down with me today.
Sure, no problem.
I want to start off by, a lot of people know what and who Jets is and what they do, but for those who don't, give us an overview of what you guys do on a daily basis and how long you've been in service.
Sure, I can do that. We started this about 5.5 years ago. It is an all-girl team. There are no men on our team that volunteer, so you'll always have a woman that comes out and gets the cats. What we do is we supply the trap, the food, the blankets to go over the trap, the necessary stuff to trap your feral and outside cat. Then you give us a call. We come and pick the cat up at your home. We can take the cat and get it spayed and neutered. And included in that is, if it is truly a feral cat, it gets a tipped ear, it gets a rabies distemper shot, gets a pain shot, gets its surgery, and gets checked out by a vet, and gets a flea treatment, and that is all at the cost of $95. If it is a community cat, which is, people don't understand the difference, a feral is truly a feral cat. You mm-hmm. can't touch it, you know. Mm-hmm. The community cats are the friendly cats that you pet and feed outside.
Okay.
And community cats are ones that they get everything that the feral package gets, except they do not get a distemper shot.
All right.
And that is also only $95, whether it is male or female. We do not charge extra for female and male. We don't distinguish the difference. That's what we call, that's what we charge. And then we also do people's indoor cats for them.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having to pay a high cost, you can call us and schedule an appointment. We pick them up in a carrier at your home. We take them to get spay and neutered. They get a rabies shot unless they've already had one, and all you have to do is give us proof of that. They also offer shot packages for your cats at a low cost. And then you also get a pain shot. You get them checked out by a vet, and you get them spay and neutered, and they do not tip the ear. The cost on that, though, is $125, and the reason for the difference, a lot of people ask me, is because the program's actually to help people do outside cats at a cheaper rate.
Mm-hmm.
They offer the indoor ones to help people out because they do realize how expensive it is. And so the lower rate goes with the tipped ear simply because the program was developed for the outside cat.
And that's $125 is still a heck of a deal if you know anything about vet services and bills.
It is for sure. It is for sure. And but I do want people to know, if you're calling Jets to come and remove cats, we do not do that. If
right.
you're calling Jets to relocate cats, we do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not call us and say, I've got these cats and I don't want them. When can you come and get them? We mm-hmm. do not do that service. DNR The R is return. So every cat we take has to be brought back to the property that we caught it on, and it will be released by my girls. We will not give you the cat in the trap. You know, we release the cat ourselves. Unless there is a reason that the cat needs to be held overnight, and then we'll ask you if you have an area you can keep it in, and if you do not have an area, our vet tech keeps them at her house overnight and returns them the next day, depending on what time they had surgery and how wobbly they are, or if they're just a little bit groggy. We don't like to put them back out. You just shouldn't do that.
Right. They defend themselves and everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
So this covers male and female, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You had mentioned the difference a minute ago, and I guess I never thought about it, the difference between feral and community cats, because we all know the feral cat, which you can't get, you can't touch, basically. It's not going to let you get there. But there are some very friendly community cats that live on the streets, and they're just the most lovable things.
They are. And, you know, a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them were house cats at one time.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of calls, Kevin, from people, neighbors. Somebody's moved out and left their cats, or somebody's decided they can't take care of them, so they put them outside. And that's a rough life for them. That's, you know, to me, my personal opinion is people let them down.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, if you want to get a hold on cat problems, you need to spay and neuter. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, if anybody in this place has ever done this, they understand the vacuum effect. You take cats out, more cats are going to come.
Right, right.
Because it's going to be an open area for them. So then they're going to build their own colonies there.
I want to talk.
Just, you just can't do it that way.
I want to talk about that in a minute, because I did. I've heard both the argument for and against TNR, but we'll get to that in a moment. Going back to the $95 for the feral and community cats, what about? I'm guessing these are people who enjoy feeding these cats and having them around and doing the right humane thing and just enjoy seeing them or petting them once a day. But they want them to get, they want to get them fixed and they're on board with what you're doing. What if they don't have the $95?
Well, you know, I tried to give, Mayor Sheets an idea that I have seen work in another community, and what it is a program where the city, which this could help Rossville too. I know they're, you know, I did see where one of their councilmen said that they didn't realize there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think there was a problem, but if she sees there's a problem and she wants some help from us, this is a good idea.
Okay.
I know that Clinton, Rossville's in Clinton County, just like Frankfort, and the idea behind it is for the town councils or mayors to do these certificates that Jets can make up. We'll take the certificate, we'll go get the cat fixed, and then we'll bill the city at the end of the month on how many certificates we got. Now, you say, okay, you know, how many are you going to give away? Well, that's up to you. You're going to control that.
Right.
Do you want to give every taxpayer that owns a house one certificate a year? It's up to you to decide that. I'm just telling you, we would take it and charge you a flat fee of $95 for the cats that we do, the outside cats.
See, I think that's pretty.
And if you can't, if
go ahead.
If you don't want to do people's inside cats, then the certificate can be printed up only for feral and community cats.
I think that's very brilliant because, like you said, at the same one way, city council or whoever would approve something like that, and you would have control. You could write in whatever rules or regulations you wanted. Plus, there's not a big bill at the end of the year. It's kind of a pay-as-you-go.
Right, and I'm not asking them to give us money to do anything we haven't done, just pay for work that gets done.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that way they can control it. If they say, you know, the first 100 people that come will fix 100 cats, then, you know, so be it. However they want to run it is fine. If they want the certificates, Jets can print it up for them and give them to them, and they can make the rules around them all they want, and we will always accept the certificates to do as long as we get paid at the end of the month.
So why isn't JETS working with the city or the county to try to attack this on two fronts, on both the adoption with the Humane Society and whatever they do out there, and then, you know, with JETS also?
Well, we went to the county commissioners, and they denied any funding for us. So we get no county funding. We get no city funding. Oh, we work on donations only, and we have some great, great people who donate to our organization and help people out and help us take care of sick cats, hurt cats, all kinds of things.
Wow.
And so the deal is, we went to the county commissioners. They informed us that they already supplied the Humane Society with funding. They were not going to give any to us. There wasn't a problem. And so then we had a meeting with Mayor Sheets and the Board of Works, and they informed us they would be doing double because the Humane Society already does it. I hate to break it to them, for the last five, six years, Clinton County has Humane Society, not that I know of, has done any TNR. If they have, it hasn't been a widespread TNR.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are the only organization, I'm pretty sure, throughout Clinton County that does the TNR.
I think you're 100% on that. Maybe, when was the last time you talked to the commissioners or the city about it?
We talked to the city earlier when she first took over as mayor, and then I saw a post on Facebook about it and tried to message her to get her to message me back so that I could tell her the idea, and she never contacted us.
Well, maybe she'll hear this
and
realize there is a problem. You don't know there's a problem until you see it or someone brings it to your, you know, to your attention. What about the commissioners?
Well, I can tell you, when Mayor Barnes was there, McBarnes was there, he funded a $15,000 run to try to take care of the cats. And we did fix 260 some cats that year. And we just randomly went out and caught cats for people. And it helped a lot of people, including IGA Schultz's. We took care of all the cats behind there that lived in their dumpsters. And it's like, you know, I don't understand when you can show proof. I want you to know, Kevin, and everybody else, you want to know how many cats we fixed? Look on our website or call us. We will tell you.
Okay.
You want to know how much money we took in? We are transparent all the way. We don't hide anything. You want to ask questions, you are welcome to ask questions. And we have no problem telling you what we do. My girls are all volunteers. No one gets paid. And they volunteer their homes, their time, their cars, everything to take care of this. We even have a little vet tech that volunteers on our rescue and takes care of our sick cats. And these girls, I couldn't work with better people. They are just truly, truly blessings to all these animals.
Well, their heart's got to be in it if they're doing it for volunteer, that's for sure, and giving up their time and effort.
So true.
So when was the last time you had brought this up to the commissioners? Maybe they would reconsider.
Actually, we talked to them probably about a year ago, and they informed us that I even asked for some of the, they say that they give the Clinton County Humane Society the tipping fees to run. It's not tax dollars, so therefore I can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but if you didn't give them all the tipping fees, it would go for something else, which would lower taxes. But, you know, that's here nor there. But I said, well, can we get anything to try to help with this TNR problem? They did not see a problem and did not wish to work with us.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And I don't understand that, because when we worked with McBarnes, my books were open. He looked at them. He monitored everything. We turned in monthly statements to him on how many cats we fixed, how much we spent, everything. And, you know, we have no problem doing that, but I really think the voucher program is going to work better for them and for us, because then we're not, like, totally doing paperwork constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And with the voucher program, you can put the people's name on the voucher, so you're going to know who turned it in to us.
Right.
And we can send you copies of all the vouchers with the bill. So I just think it'll work better. It'll work better for the city. It'll work better for the county. It'll work better for us.
I think when you have something that is very transparent like that, operated with volunteers and people with passion, who I could tell you obviously have that, you have that transparency. Yeah. People are really willing to get behind you guys. And once we get the word out, I mean, you've been around for 5.5 years, and I've certainly heard of you. I think a lot of people have, but, you know, maybe they didn't know you operated on donations. And so maybe you get some big donations here soon because of that transparency.
We just got the VFW, did a cool bingo session for us, and we couldn't thank them enough. They did a wonderful job, and people donated gifts and made gifts and for the raffles and stuff, and they did an outstanding job, and they even said they would like to work with us and do it maybe once a year.
Yeah.
And they did a bake sale for us too, and you know, the thing is, we help a lot of people. I got a call today, for example, after, you know, you and I talked this morning, mm-hmm. and I got a call today from a lady who lives in Frankfort. She has a cat that has a hurt eye. He's feral. She caught him in a trap. She just had no idea what to do. He needs help. She's willing to pay for it. She just can't find a vet that would see him.
Mm.
Because he's feral. It's hard to handle him.
Right.
And so I told her, I said, can you give me like an hour to see if I can get an appointment and get him in? She did. I called her. The cat's going tomorrow. He's going to go see one of our vets tomorrow. He's going to get that eye looked at. He's going to get neutered. And we're going to take care of the problem. So, I mean, we just...
That's getting it done.
Come through. Yeah. We do. We come through for a lot of people, and I'm sure you would get that from a lot of the people we've helped.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, they enjoy, like you said, the community cats or something. So they're, if they have the $95, I think they'd be more than willing to do that. And I know I see people all the time on Facebook who say, hey, I'll do a one-time pay for that, you know.
Yep. So we do have people who donate money and say, can you help somebody out that can't afford it,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And what we try to do, we try to spread that around. Like if somebody gives us $100, then we can do $20 for five people, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Right.
And we always use that money for whatever you tell us to use it for, and we keep track of it. And that way, you know that we did exactly what you wanted us to do with it. And, you know, donations are tight, and sometimes we don't have it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish we could do it for you for free. I truly do. But we can't do all we do and keep doing it, you know, if we did it for free. There'd
right.
just be no way. We couldn't afford it.
Very few things are you can do for free, that's for sure.
That is true.
Well,
that is true.
We recently saw on Facebook this post, I think it was Monday or maybe over the weekend, and I've mentioned it here on KNS Radio a couple times. I thought it was kind of funny, not from the ha-ha standpoint, but from a standpoint of the city of Rossville, at the request of the city police, had came out and put a post up that said, don't feed stray cats. Your neighbors may not want stray cats hanging around. The coons come up and start to get the food too of a nighttime. And I think anytime you tell someone not to do something, especially on their own property, especially for something they're passionate about, like cats and community cats, I mean, they're going to want to do it even more.
That is true. Mess with animal lovers and you get a mess.
Right.
So the deal is, I think there's a better way to handle it. I know that they need to get a handle on it if there is a problem for them. I know they're the one... Commissioner said she didn't know there was a problem or see a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if they realize it is a problem for them, we'd be more than happy to do, you know, so many appointments once a month for Rossville and
right.
help you take care of this problem. I think that Rossville Town, they're in Clinton County, maybe they should go to the county commissioners and see if they won't give them some of those tipping funds to run the voucher program. Try it for 6 months. Try it for 3 months. See if it helps your population of cats. When you've got a cat out there that can get pregnant three times a year, have three litters,
oh my gosh,
they multiply fast.
Wow.
And the deal is, when you have three litters and then you have three litters and you have three litters, pretty soon it just multiplies.
Yeah.
And you can't get a handle on them. I mean, you need to start it with the TNR. You need to start it with the spay and neutering. And they're going to get rabies shots. They're going to get checked out by a vet. They're just going to be healthier cats.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to have, you know, the sick cats or the, it's a good process.
I think anytime we can hit the commissioners on a couple different fronts to try to get something done, that's more effective too. You know, if you got two or three groups and organizations and even individuals saying, hey, here's someone with a plan to do something. We're not just talking. Let's at least give it a try. And you could do a voucher on any scale, any city, large or small.
Right. And the deal is, I'm not asking you to give me money. I'm asking you to pay me for a service I can help you out with.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is, if you've got a problem, and evidently the police think it's a problem or they wouldn't have put out the post,
mm-hmm.
You know, you need to have a plan to combat that problem, not just say, well, this is a general overall, don't do it and it'll get better. Because, like I said, it doesn't always get better just because you think it will.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask about, because even before I moved to this community 8 years ago, I've always been involved somehow in the local Humane Society or have paid attention, whether covering news for another radio station in another part of the state. So I kind of know how it works. I was familiar with the TNR, as a lot of communities have these on different levels. And I've heard some good arguments before about how TNR doesn't work. And I don't come down on that side. I think TNR is better than doing nothing. And if you do nothing, I mean, you do the math of the three litters a year. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But tell us why you think TNR does work instead of the answer being, because the only answer they have, anyone who wants to put down TNR, is just remove the animals, which basically means kill them. Let's call it what it is.
Well, and the deal is, removing them, there's a vacuum effect. I urge everyone to read about it because it is honest to God the truth. If you take animals, if you take the cats away from the house, and there's other cats living two streets over, okay, and that's a crowded community. Well, the minute you remove your cats, some of those cats are going to wander your way, because mm-hmm. the cats that you actually have out there now are keeping those other cats away.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take those cats and you remove them, there's other cats going to come. And the reason I think TNR works is because it's the only way to stunt the population. And if you don't stunt the population, it just continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, can I tell you it's going to fix it in a year? No. 2 years, 3 years? No, probably not. It is going to take a commitment to get all these cats fixed, because I don't think you realize how many cats are out on the street. Because
yeah.
feral cats sometimes don't come out until nighttime.
Yeah.
So you don't even see them. So the one, for every cat you see, there's probably two or three you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, the only way to do that is to stop the population. If you don't, you're never going to get a handle on it, because they're just going to continuously have more. I mean, I know a lady in Frankfurt that we helped. She had four outside cats and she loved them. And I know that you think feeding them is all you have to do, but it's not. A responsible person would get them fixed. simply because having baby after baby after baby is hard on them too.
Sure.
And we have taken kittens from mothers that have died because they've had so many litters and not healthy, you know, and it's just, it's hard. And so she had four cats, and those four cats turned into 23 cats over a course of 3 years. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
She was fixing her food for cats. We went over there to help her out, went over to assess the situation to help her out, and she was scrambling eggs and stuff for these cats because she couldn't afford the cat food, but she got government rations so she could feed them eggs and stuff, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
And the deal is, you can't fix that problem if they just keep having babies.
Yeah.
So these four cats in 3 years turned into 20-some cats. And then it's an overwhelming problem.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a more humane way to take care of things.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. And I think they have a better chance. They have a better chance at a life. You know, their lifespan living outside is not as long anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have they're just healthier. They have a better life. And they don't spray. After you get them fixed.
Right, right.
After the initial time when you fix a male, takes a couple weeks after surgery to lose all the testosterone, but they don't have the urge to spray.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having problems with that, that's the best way to fix that problem.
Yeah, that's a big win there. So
yeah.
The website is JetsAnimalSVC.com, JetsAnimalSVC.com. Right? And right. I encourage people to go to that because I'm looking at your website right now and I see your reports. You've got some links there for low-cost spay-neuter, and it gives a lot of details as to what you just shared with us here over the last half hour. And again, you guys, you have a board of directors. They're all volunteers as well, obviously caring about the TNR process. You take care of Clinton County. You're willing to do about anything. You operate on donations and generous individuals.
Yep.
How can someone give?
We do Clinton County, Boone County, and parts of Tippecanoe County.
Wow.
And we go as far as Thorntown. There's a male lady at Thorntown, and she'll call us because she sees a stray one, wants to know if there's anything we can do if she gets the homeowner to okay it, and she pays for it. She's a wonderful person, and we fix several cats for that area out there, and she sees them while she's doing her mail route, and she gets them fixed.
Man, that's getting it done.
And so, you know, we pick them up. We meet her right out there at Thorntown Veterinary Clinic and pick them up, and she does great things. We work in all different areas, and we're willing to help Rossville. If they like the voucher plan or can get the commissioners to give them some money, we'd be more than willing to work with them on that. And we will set up one of our appointment dates and just get a special thing where we can do 10 or 12 cats every one day out of every month. And we can schedule appointments and come and pick up all the cats and at least try to help them get a handle on it.
So, Kim, before I let you go, what's the best way to contact you directly? And if someone wants to give a one-time donation or set up something where they do a more residual amount over a month-to-month basis, how do they do that before we let you go here?
Okay. We do PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, any of those. We also take donations through, you can call us, we'll come and get it. We take donations of food, of litter. We also will take checks in the mail. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about anything or ask questions, Jet's number is 765-586-2628. And you will always get me. It is routed to my phone, and I answer all the calls.
Well, keep up the good work. Kim Harris, president of Jets Animal Service, thanks again for sitting down with me today.
Anytime, Kevin. Thanks for shining a light on it. I think it's an important deal, and I do believe in the TNR program. So thanks for shining a light on it. I appreciate it.